Okay, good morning. Today we will be finishing the second parak of Masechta Shabbos with Mishneh Zayin, and of course beginning immediately the issues concerning the third parak of Masechta Shabbos when we will learn Parak Gimel Mishneh Aleph. So let's start at the beginning with Parak Beis Mishneh Zayin. Shloisha Dvarim Tzarach Adam Lomer B'soch Beis O'er of Shabbos Im Chashecha. On Friday afternoon, a person has to be careful to mention three things on Friday before the situation gets dark, to which the Gemara in Gittin points out these things should be said benachas. This is a period in time where there is usually a tremendous amount of behalah, and it's important for a person to have enough time to take care of these things. So what are the three things that should be said before it gets dark? A sartem, have you separated the maisros so that we'll be able to eat on Shabbos? Right, because Shabbos is koveya for meiser, even for temporary eating, or what we call achilas arai. A ravtem, did you set up the proper eruve tchumen and eruve chatzeros? Right, an eruv tchumen allows us to move in a certain direction, 2,000 amos from the center point in all directions. So if you set up an eruv tchumen, which is meals, in one direction, it resets and recalibrates the space that a person can move. And of course, Eruvei Chatzeros, which is what you and I often call the regular Eruv. And so if you've taken care of Esartem and you've taken care of Eravtem, Hadliku Esaner, you got to go ahead and light the candles for Shabbos. Safek Chashecha, Safek Eina Chashecha, but if it's a period of Bein HaShmashos, it's already been after sunset, it's after Chashecha. So the Mishnah says, Ein Ma'asr Nesavadai, one cannot separate Maisos for things that Maiser hasn't been separated. Why? Because Chazal told us not to separate Maisos on Shabbos, and this would be a problem of Tikkun Mana, of separating and fixing food, which would be a Makkah Bepatish. Ve'ein matbilin es akelim. A person can't go take things to the mikveh at this period in time, even within Bein HaShmashos. Ve'ein madlikin es aneros. Right? A person should not light candles. That may be an Issa del Raisa. Avo ma'asin es adamai. A person would be allowed to separate maestros from things where you're not sure, because they were purchased from somebody with a shoddy reliability. So if in such a situation, since most Amei Aretz do separate Maisos, the fact that it's Demai, Chazal were lenient, even within the period of Bein HaShmashos on Friday afternoon. Uma Arvin, a person would be allowed to set up the Eruvei Chatzeros. Why? Because the whole issue of Eruvei Chatzeros is a Chumre Bialma, but an Eruv Tchumen may not be set up, because that's a complete tikkun, that's based on an issue that is theoretically d'oraisa. V'tomina sachamnin, a person would be allowed to do hatmana, to insulate, assuming that one is not adding to the heat. Because Chazal told us, we are not allowed to engage in hatmana in insulating hot food, because maybe a person will come ahead and heat it up, and he'll come to the Isur of cooking on Shabbos. But if it's already Bein HaShmashos, we assume the food's already hot, and therefore that would not create a potential problem. Okay, now since we finish up the second parak by talking about the Tomen and Asachamen with the idea of Hatmana, so therefore the next parak, Parakira, also talks about laws concerning cooking. So in order for us to understand the first Mishnah and subsequent Mishnahs that we will learn in the next couple of days, we have to understand that when we prepare food on Friday for Shabbos, we usually prepare them in one of two ways. The first way we do is that we leave a pot on this stove in order for the food to be hot. That's going to be called shehiyah, that it's just being left over. Or that we take it off and then we insulate it, or in this case, perhaps we'd stick it into a hot oven. That's called hot mana. And we already know that tomnin esachamen, when you put it into an oven, where the oven insulates and adds heat to it, so that would be a situation of potentially hatmana. Most of the dinim of hatmana we'll deal with in the fourth parak, but now we turn around and start with the issues concerning the third one. Says the Mishnah, Kira, when we deal with a certain type of double oven, she hesikua bekashu bigvava, that you heat it up with straw or with stubble, so then, or begefesu be'etzim, no simala tasha. If it's with straw stubble, we can put stove on it. We can put stuff inside on top of it on Erev Shabbos in order to leave it there normally, because straw and stubble do not become coals, and so therefore we don't have to be concerned that the person's going to come to stoke the coals on Shabbos if it's not lighting up in the right way. But begefesu be'etim, if he was heating it up with gefesu, which is in English translated as mark, it's leftovers of olives or leftovers of sesame seeds, right? So in that situation, the pulp that after we have squeezed out the sesame oil, or one uses charcoals from wood, so then lo yitain, a person should put the tashel on it, on top of such coals, ad sheyigrof, until he moves the coals away from directly underneath the stove. Or perhaps he has to move it all to a different side, says the Ran. O ad sheyitain es ha'efer, or until he puts ash to cool off the coals. Why? Because we're worried, Shema Yechata B'Gachalim, we're worried he may come to stoke them on Shabbos, and therefore come to cooking on Shabbos. So when are we concerned about Shema Yechata? We're assuming where the food is not completely completely cooked before Shabbos. Or in a situation where there would be benefit from the added heat, which in Hebrew we call mitzdamek v'yafelo. But if something is not going to benefit from the heat, which we call mitzdamek v'ralo, then a person can just leave it up on top of the stove without any sort of cover, what you and I would call a blech. Beis Shammai omrim, Beis Shammai says, chamin, when what are we dealing with? We assume that hot water, that's allowed to be put on a stove after he has scraped away the coals, or after he puts ash on it, but you cannot put cooked food. Why? Because Beis Shammai says it's going to be impossible for a person to completely move all of the coals. Beis Hillel omrim, chamin v'tavshil. Beis Hillel says you can move everything. Beis Shammai omrim, notlin avalo machzirin. Beis Shammai says you can take it off if it was put on an Erev Shabbos in the right way. Beis Hillel omrim af machzirim. Beis Hillel will allow a person, whether you're dealing with hot water or whether you're dealing with a dish, after you take what you need, you would be allowed to put it back on. Now, when Beis Hillel says you're allowed to put it on, that's assuming udo biyado, that you're still holding on to it. But if you put it on the ground or on another place, so Beis Hillel would say in that situation you would not be allowed to put it back in the stove, because that would be like shihui lechatchila on Shabbos, like putting it out there for the first time on Shabbos. A lot of the halachos of Bishul b'Shabbos are taught in this Mishnah and within this parak, which we will continue with tomorrow morning.